Everybody, welcome to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast. If you are someone who has been on a constant roller coaster of losing weight, gaining it back, and the amount of frustration that comes with finding reliable health advice, this is the podcast for you. We are health and mindset specialists that want to coach you so fucking well that we not only help you achieve the physical results you're after, but help improve your relationship with your food, your body, and yourself from a mental and emotional standpoint so that we can become completely redundant to you. Yes, you heard that right. We coach our clients to make us redundant. Thank you so much for listening in. Your support means the absolute world to us. Without further delay, let's jump into your episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. Once again, we have the amazing Laura, head coach, senior head coach Laura, because we went through a totally redundant title change, but you are now senior for when juniors come on. We have changed that. Alrighty, so this is going to be a continuation of the community questions that we asked previously. Because this one was going to be such a, well, I felt like it was just going to be such a massive topic, I didn't really want to jam it at the end of like trying to fit it in for 10 minutes. So I was like, you know what, let's just do this one. Worst case, if we absolutely fly through it, there's another question in the Discord community that we can answer, but we'll see how we go. All righty, so we're just going to jump straight into it. I'll ask the question and then I will explain or give context for the health at every size, or like I'll give some context around what this actually means. So the full question that was asked in the community was essentially, hey guys, what topics and questions or anything of discussion do you want to hear on the podcast? And word for word, it was this. Navigating self-love / body neutrality and health at every size while also changing your body at the same time. In some groups, it's impossible to discuss losing weight, for my personal example, and also loving your body as it is now, especially in groups of people who also have large bodies, I've come to find. It can be very isolating when you cannot discuss your experience with others who will understand you the most. To take all of that and rephrase it into, how do you navigate health at every size while trying to lose weight and change your body? To give you even more context on that, the health at every size community, and I'm just going to say the health at every size community, I'm going to generalize and obviously give you this context. Health at every size started as a massively positive thing for, regardless of who you are or what your body shape is or anything like that, regardless of your size or shape, you can be healthy. And here's how you can go be healthy. That's how it started. It has essentially since then morphed into an anti-diet, well, the way that I see it anyway, from people, the amount of clients that I've worked with that have always said, it sounds amazing, but then it becomes anti-diet. It has morphed into something that has become so anti-diet, where it is that community of the awesomely positive stuff. Love your body, love yourself, be super respectful, set these boundaries. All the stuff that I believe any healthy individual, again, regardless of size or shape, should just be practicing anyway. Set your boundaries, self-love, self-respect, that fun stuff. But as soon as someone who espouses those philosophies, look at me go with fucking big words, who believes in that philosophy of health at every size, yes, but then they say, I want to lose weight, I want to change my body. Or in my experience with the clients that have come on board, I love my body, I love myself, I love what it is capable of, but I just quote unquote feel heavy, or my knees are starting to hurt. Or when I was 30 kilos lighter, even 5-6 years ago, that was a lot easier for me to move around and be physical. And I'm noticing now that it's hard to play with my kids, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to lose weight to be able to be physically active and do these things with my friends, families, and just enjoy and participate in life. As soon as that sentence leaves your mouth, that community seems to attack those people to say, how dare you want to change your body? Why would you want to change your body? If you are trying to lose weight, that either means that you are fat phobic, or it means that you don't actually love your body, because you should love your body at every size. And they get very hostile. So we are going to be discussing how, essentially just any of our clients that have experienced this, how would someone navigate that? Because off the top of my head, well, not off the top of my head, but if I was someone that was in that community, I'd be like, fuck that. I'm just not going to want, I don't want to be attacked. I don't want all that stuff. So I'm just going to stay here. So because I've been talking for 5 minutes straight, I'm going to open it up to you, Laura.
Okay.
Shit. How would someone navigate that situation? Someone that is in the Health at Every Size community and they have the positive affirmations or self-love and all that fun, positive stuff, but then they've said, I want to lose weight, and it feeling like, oh, I shouldn't want that because it feels hypocritical.
It's very difficult when you've become part of a tribe or a community and those people then start turning on you for feeling slightly differently. And I personally think that a lot of people in this world don't love themselves or don't work on themselves. So the people who are attacking are most likely people who are actually just projecting what needs to be worked on within themselves. So you can't, although however hard it is to accept and to appreciate it, you can't take it personally because it's something that they're going through and they're on their path of healing or avoiding their path of healing. Whereas the person who's trying to become a healthier human, yet happy with how they are and feeling a lot of self-love, there's a discrepancy between like what level they're at in terms of their growth. So The person who's working through that self-love journey and is happy how they are, yet they are willing to change in order to become a healthier human, they need to just put themselves in the other person's shoes to be able to see their perspective and understand that this is not a personal attack, however hard that might be. Now, I feel like I sound like maybe too nice, but and maybe too forgiving, but I feel like you holding resentment to those people for them attacking you is not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to help anyone. If anything, it's just going to feed those other people. So in my personal opinion, it might be a case of if you're surrounded by people who are not accepting you for your decisions and not supporting you, it's time to potentially step back from them, take your own space and just navigate this healing journey with the people who are accepting of it and supporting.
Insert plug-in for the community.
Sorry?
Insert plug-in for the free Discord community.
Yeah, I know, right? Come join us.
This community.
Yeah, I don't know whether any of that resonates with you, Trav, but that's how I see it. I feel like I'm being like, I sound like such a hippie and it sounds really cliche, but you just need to try and... Since you're on that journey to healing and understanding yourself more, this is a great opportunity for you to be able to learn to understand other people's perspectives and that them attacking you is them being defensive because they're projecting something onto you. They're just being insecure and they haven't worked that out yet for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the biggest things that I say to people whenever someone, quote unquote, personally attacks them. I usually just say, okay, cool. It's probably more to do with them. And the amount of stuff, like particularly when Tennille first came on board, I can't even remember when that was, X amount of years ago. I remember Tennille saying like, I just don't want to be in the nutrition community because no matter what you posted, someone was always like, you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't do all this stuff. And she was just sick of justifying herself. No, this is actually the science and the research and the stuff behind it. But so many people were just like, no, fuck you. You can't do that because of this. And after a while, it just became, okay, that's more about the other person. And whenever anybody gets offended, I'm like, okay, that must have something to do with them, because being offended is literally a personal thing. And this is, do I want to say this? I'll say it. So it's a little bit rude, but it's just my humor with my best friend. So the sad story is my best friend's dad recently passed away, like days ago. We were texting back and forth, like obviously just like, how are you doing? What's going on? Like, can I do anything to help? All the normal stuff. And then we both realized that we're both just completely stupid people, dark humor, whatever it is to get a laugh, that's what we're going to do. She took a photo of the flowers on her table, and there were so many flowers, like ridiculous amounts of flowers. And she was like, look at all these flowers. And I was like, that's way too many. And we just went back and forth with our stupid humor of like, that's too many flowers. Like, why do people even do flowers? Like, wouldn't you leave that for the funeral so that the funeral looks nice and pretty and all this stuff? And it's like, yeah, because it feels a little bit like a backhanded, like, oh, there, you'll be okay. But don't forget, in a week, these flowers are going to die as well, and you'll be reminded of it. And we have that type of humor that's like, your dad just passed away, but we're going to make these jokes about death. And obviously, that's just how we deal with it, because that's us personally. That's our personality. And when I told Beth the conversation that we had, she was like, oh, my God, you can't say that. I was like, no, but she loved it. Like, that's what we do. So being offended by something is extremely personal. And it went so much darker than that. But I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave our text chains alone. But telling Beth even just that, like, base level stuff, I mean, Beth can get offended at a drop of a hat. And I love her to death, but she's so easily offended and it's hilarious. But that's an extremely personal thing, being offended. So now whenever someone becomes offended, I'm like, okay, that has something to do with them. What are they upset about? What this? And then obviously, if it's you that's causing the offense, I always go into, ooh, what can I do to make sure I don't touch on that again? Or what can I change? Or, you know, how can I help this person not be offended? But if it's in the sake of you being positive or making a positive step or direction in your life, then it's just, well, I'm just going to go do that because I want to feel this way. I want to be positive. I want to be better, all that stuff. But yeah, it's just whenever anybody gets offended, I'm just like, oh, that sounds like your problem.
And I think context matters in that as well. So like the fact that you are best friends and you have that relationship, you can do that, but it's not like you're going to do that to like someone you met 5 days ago and someone tells you about a death in the family. You're not going to make those sort of jokes, right?
Exactly.
Well, I should hope not.
You don't know me that well then, do you? Yeah. But then of course, as you said, like it's all contextual. It's all based on the person and that support group and everything. But in terms of navigating it, yes, you always want to try and see it from someone else's perspective to be like, okay, why are they offended or why does this trigger them or that, to what can I do to alter that or to help them not be offended, essentially. But a high amount of clients that have come from that community to then say, hey, I just want something. I want to lose weight, essentially. I want to lose weight. I want to feel good. One of the things that is a recurring theme with all of them, which is more of a mental shift, is I'm not going to feel bad for wanting to do something to improve my life. It's my body. It's my life. It's my choice. It's my rules. And I think taking that power and reclaiming that power to just be like, this is my body. This is my life. I do what the fuck I want with it. I feel like that is massive for moving through that quote unquote personal attack of like, hey, I want to lose weight, and be like, how fucking dare you? And people start talking at you like that. I just think it's so powerful to just flip them the middle finger and just be like, well, I'm just going to go be positive anyway.
I have definitely noticed. So I've experienced something similar. This has not been in this sort of community, but having had a lot of forced dietary restrictions put on me, and not being having to.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
To quit drinking and having to avoid gluten and dairy and just like a whole bunch of things. Some people in my community and my tribe really struggled to accept that. So there was a lot of social occasions where I felt really triggered, I guess. I just felt very awkward because I wasn't being accepted by certain people, and judgmental comments were coming out, and there was nothing I could do about it. And in the end, I had to just move past those friendships and let them go and just realize that they're not in the same space as me. They potentially haven't been through the same things as I have to be able to see my perspective of the situation. And I've had to just move on from them and create a tribe within who are more like-minded to me. But I feel like if you work, it was really beating me down when that was happening. And my self-confidence got knocked a lot, and I avoided going out on social occasions and stuff because of that. Then after doing some work internally and being able to have the confidence to just accept me for who I am and without all of these external influences and not being able to eat certain things or drink with other people and stuff, me having the confidence to be able to just be who I am, it then attracts you to other people who are like you. So I've now been able to form connections around me who are very similar to me and are very understanding. But it takes you to be able to kind of like live in that power and really feel it in order to be able to attract those connections. Because if you just lock yourself away and really get hit by these attacks, which again, they're not personal, they're coming from that person and it's their insecurity, it's going to really beat you down and you're going to suffer from it. You can't let yourself suffer from it. Turn this into an opportunity for you to be able to change your surroundings and the people around you to find more like-minded people like the TFG community.
Like italics and link. So with your journey of like the old friendship group wasn't accepting, and then you had to go move into org. Essentially just be confident and be yourself be confident enough to be yourself was the phrase, or something like it. Mm-hmm. For clients that either don't know, or just people in general, not for clients, you don't have to just give us money to value from this. someone whose entire, I'm going to say, health journey so far that has been, I want to get healthy. How do I do this? And then they find the community, people that are similar to them, look like them, and you need to love yourself. I'm just going to bracket it as the health at every size community. And that's awesome. That's positive. They're making that change. And then they want to go do that thing, but then feeling completely isolated from that. How do you exist in the middle there of, holy shit, this is going to be, because obviously we know it's a transition period, essentially, of going from one community, like quote unquote, isolation, be yourself, and then you'll start attracting people that are similar to you. How the fuck do you exist in that middle part where it's so isolating and like, oh my God, I'm just going to have to trust myself for the journey or whatever to move away from that community?
It's a good question, and I think it's going to be different for every person. For me personally, it was when I started getting outside of my comfort zone. So just having to break the ice by doing uncomfortable things got me more confident in being able to then do that in other areas of my life. For instance, I like to use movement and training as a way to not only train the body, but train the mind as well. So for instance, it sounds so stupid, but if you're able to see the intentions behind it and see how I was able to then move on from that in other areas of my life, it will make sense. I gave myself the goal of every single day I had to do a 400 meter sandbag carry. And the sandbag carry started at like 40 kilos and I worked my way up to body weight. And 400 meters in as little drops as possible, but I had to do it every single day. And I did it every single day for 3 months. And there was a lot of times where it was chucking it outside with rain. I was on my period. I didn't want to do it. All of the things. But every single day I did it.
Hey everyone, just jumping in really quick to let you know that the first 2 months of the year are typically our busiest in terms of inquiries for one-on-one mindset coaching, and at the rate that we have been going, we are fully expecting to book out by mid-February. If you have ever thought about doing one-on-one coaching with us, either Laura or myself, now would be the best time to reach out, even just to get some feelers and some more information so you know what your program and coaching experience would look like and you can plan for it in the future. Check out our website for more information, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, or put the notifications on our Instagram profile for posts so that you don't miss out on any opportunities. Thank you so much. Back to the episode.
I really kind of embodied the feeling of finding that fight in me to get it done. And I use that now in specific difficult situations, like, for instance, having to come out of your comfort zone and leaving people behind and moving forwards with your life. To put yourself in that like fight mentality of like, this is a transition period. It's not going to be forever. I have to take this as an opportunity. I think it's a big mindset shift that you have to work on yourself. This is not something that anyone else can do for you. You have to put in the time and effort in your brain to start switching your perspective by thinking to yourself, okay, this is my time to start thinking positive thoughts, to trust myself that I'm going on a journey that's important to me, that I'm passionate about. And you just have to block what other people are saying to you and appreciate that it's going to be uncomfortable for a bit. It's not going to be easy, but that's okay, because with uncomfortable situations comes growth, and you'll be better for it in a month's time, in a year's time, in 2 years' time.
I like that you said my voice broke because I said there's I love that. I like how you said it was also the intention of what you're doing. Like, you just have to remember the intention behind it, instead of just saying, for example, instead of just saying, here's the Health at Every Size community and I want to lose weight, therefore I can't be a part of that community because I'm losing weight. More of a exact same thing that we do when the first call that we have with people before they even sign up. Why do you want to do this? Like, what is the intention of weight loss or getting strong or feeling better with your nutrition? Or why do you want to fix these habits? It's always the why behind it and the intention behind it that is ultimately going to keep you motivated long term to be able to sustain the results, to be able to change your life, to do all that shit that we talk about. It's not so much the tangibility of, right, well, I have to lose weight and this is how I lose weight. It's the, why do I want to lose weight and why do I want to keep going? Why do I want to leave that community? Why do I want to create a new one? That, I reckon, is just going to be one of the more powerful things for people that are listening to this to be able to hold on to. I'm going to say that, to hold on to take home, to, if possible, write in your notebook. Not while you're driving, though. If you're listening to this while driving, do not pull out your notebook right now. That would be bad.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like intentions are extremely powerful. I think I've spoken about this in previous podcasts, but this is why I feel like it's very hard to practice keeping in mind your intentions and your why just like on everyday daily things. Like it just, you know, I was going to say fleets out of your mind. I don't think that's the right word, but you know
what
I mean.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, it disappears out of your mind. And this is why I like to use training instead. And so in my training programs, I say, remember your intentions behind every single exercise when you do it. What are you trying to feel? How much tension are you trying to bring to it? And focusing on those little things within every single movement, every single session, being mindful about what you're doing, you can then transition that into other areas of your life. That's what happened to me. Like, I used movement. Movement can be medicine if you allow it to be. If you're able to have the right mindset into something that you're doing on the side of your life, like, for instance, for me, it's movement and training. If it's something else for you, like another hobby, then take what you're learning from that and use it in those other things that you're having to work towards. You can learn from other things just because they don't seem related. You can relate them. Yeah, intentions is like everything.
Yeah,
it's very powerful. I know a lot of people are like, oh, the intention doesn't matter if someone says, you know, something offensive or whatever. But I think it really does. In order to understand other people and understand their perceptions, I think intentions are very important.
If someone is sitting on a couch doing nothing, the intention is what's going to change that from I'm wasting the day to I'm resting and recharging and just being with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed with the activity, but it's the intention behind it that actually either pulls energy away from you or gives you energy, depending on why are you doing this thing. So, yeah, I think I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're in agreement with the, if you're moving away from that, first off, the intention behind why you're moving away from that, remembering that why, I feel like that is first off going to be like post-apocalyptic world. You're getting your backpack, you get getting everything sorted, and you're just putting all the resources in there to be able to go experience that journey. Hopefully you live, because zombies sound bad. But that intention is like the backpack. Like, you're just going to have to keep going back to it. You're going to have to keep stocking it up. You're going to have to focus on that a fair bit, because it is going to be isolating. And it's going to suck, but it's the hope of what's on the other side. It's the, what is this going to lead to? I think just remembering like what's on the other side of this, that also helps out. But yeah, I mean, I'm on the other side of like me being me before I became very empathetic and like, oh yes, why is that affecting the other person? And why is that offending the other person? My default is classic angry little boy of just like, fuck you. I'm going to do what I want because I said that I'm going to do it. That's why.
I can imagine a little Trav doing that.
Yeah, little Trav putting holes in walls and stuff. My brain was a beautiful place to be when I was younger. It still is now, except I have learnt to filter some things. But yeah, it's just the intention behind it. And then being able to navigate the community exactly the same as what you said before of it is going to be isolating, but you're going to attract new people. And the exact same thing is to when people come into our community, people initially don't want to engage. People don't want to be having those conversations or be like, hey guys, how do you do this? Or what about this? I don't know. You know, obviously there's like a million different reasons as to why. But there's that initial hesitancy to be like, not sure if I want to engage in this or like, what's their vibe going to be like? And then everyone sees like all the gifts and then all the stupid shit that we're saying and then the questions and they're like, oh, these people are all exactly the same as me.
Yeah, something else I just thought of actually, just your question about like that transition from, you know, having to leave behind the old chapter and move on to the new. I feel like when you're going on this journey where you're learning more about yourself and you're having to put yourself in uncomfortable situations, it's not me saying, oh, you're going to attract like-minded people. It doesn't just happen with you sitting in the lounge just thinking about it. Like, we're talking about, like, I guess manifesting in a way, but manifesting basically means that the more you think about it, the more you believe something and you intend to do something and remember that why, you actually start, probably unconsciously, you don't even realize, taking little opportunities for you to be able to continue on that path of which, of whatever your goal is. So you will take little opportunities, like, for instance, you will join a gym or you'll start a new like active hobby or whatever. And then you start meeting people who feel the same way as you, taking the plunge on something that, you know, for instance, your job, maybe the people in your work are very toxic and they're not supportive of you. You might suddenly realize, actually, I want to work in a different industry because that's more aligned with how I feel is, yeah, that's more aligned with my values and my morals and stuff. And then you'll meet people through that. So it's not just you just sitting there manifesting this stuff. You will actually go out and do things. Like, you have to be proactive. It's not.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like mind games. But yeah, you will find yourself doing things that are that will give you opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. That's the... I'll say this by saying, I know someone, it's not you or me, or Tennille, that bought a DVD on the law of attraction, and then they were watching the law of attraction and it was describing how it works by using like the energy from the pyramids and this and that, and like how everything is so connected that way. And then it just became, for that week, it was just everything that was like, oh my God, I thought about that and it happened. Oh my God, I did this and then that happened. But it was all little stuff like, oh my God, I thought about calling you and then you called me. This is wild. This is crazy. It must really work. And then after that week, nothing happened. That was it. And that was just something that stuck in my brain for a long time until someone finally explained it to me, like how the law of attraction actually works. It's what you said of, yeah, you have to manifest these things. But the more that you manifest or visualize these things, the more obsessed you become with it, or like the more that you actually want to take action to be able to go get those things. The law of attraction or manifesting only works because you become obsessed with it. And then that obsession leads to taking action, which leads you to more than likely getting that thing. And that is a wild thing that a lot of people are like, maybe if I just sit here and do nothing but think about positive stuff, maybe then my life will change, which, awesome. If it does, fantastic. But it's more than likely going to change because you take action on it, because you decide to do something about it.
Exactly. And I can give you an example. Again, it's not related to weight loss or anything, but it can be, I'm sure people will be able to resonate with it. So a couple of years ago, I was working in still the fitness industry. So you can even do this within the industry that you're working in. The place I was working was very aesthetic focused. It was a studio, kind of based around, oh, my face has disappeared.
Oh,
I've lost my head. Hang on a second. There I am.
I've lost my head.
Okay, I'm back. People who are listening to this are like, what?
Yeah, people are like, what the fuck just happened?
I am.
People are watching. She just turned into an MSN icon for a second there, but we're back. It's okay.
I am back. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so the place that I was working at was very, like, it was very superficial. It was very much based around like 12-week challenges and 12-week transformations and stuff. And during the lockdowns, I was taking the time out for myself to like just work on self-growth. And I started listening to things that I was interested in, not things that were being fed to me by other people. And I started going down a different route of training and looking after myself, and wanting to do this for clients as well. Then when we came out of lockdown, we came back into coaching altogether. I ended up continuing on this path. I ended up quitting, but I was like kind of bullied out of the studio. I see that now as a blessing, because if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have been able to meet other like-minded people, because then I started to join a different community where there were more like-minded people and felt the same way as me about movement and training and more holistically about things. And it just continued on. Every time I went with an intention and a passion of mine, it has led me to a slightly different route of meeting different people in the same industry, which has allowed me to learn and understand different perspectives as well. But it's like, the more you feed into, like you said, that obsession, the more likely things will start happening, because the toxicity that's around you will start feeling that you're like not connecting with them as much, and then that's going to clash, and then you will move on to a different path, and you'll kind of, maybe it'll seem like you're being forced out and it's a really shit that's happened. But I look back at that and I'm like, thank God I don't work there anymore. Like, who would I be if I was still working there? My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. It's crazy when you're looking back and you're like, oh, I fucking hate this saying, but everything happens for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. I hate that saying because it's like, sometimes there's just no reason for shit happening, but it just happens anyway. But in terms of stuff that's like a new career or leaving a community or stuff like that, that tends to happen for a reason, because it's quite literally, it's going to sound somewhat spiritual, but it's like, it's just your vibe. It's your intention. It's your soul. It's your spirit. That's just like, hey, this is what I'm about. This is the frequency that I'm putting out. And I just want to be able to match that frequency with anyone else that has that frequency. And it's just going to get put out into the world, and then you're just going to start attracting those people that have that same frequency. And this question of like navigating self-love and body neutrality with the health at every size, that's a pretty common question that I have dealt with one-on-one clients, but this is the first time that it's come up in a community setting. And it wasn't the Discord community for like podcast questions. So people are just like, boom, here's the questions that I want worked on. But I can think of five people that I'm currently working with that have gone through that, leaving that community and then finding this community. And it is isolating. It does suck. But I am in the belief of, I'm thinking so hard how to say this. I'm in the belief of like, yes, that is going to happen for a reason. You will eventually find your people. But at the same time, if there's someone that doesn't support you, just, I feel like you know me well enough, and people listening know me well enough, that I will do anything I can to create a chip on my shoulder, because that's when I work amazingly. If there's a chip on my shoulder and I'm under pressure, I'm like, fantastic, here we go. Don't have to think, just have to survive off pure instinct and pressure. Who doesn't love that? So for me, it's just like, sweet, I'm going to create this chip on my shoulder, and if you don't support me, fuck you. I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to be amazing at it despite what you said. And I'm just going to go do these things because I think it's what is the thing that needs to happen right now. So that's just how I've always operated for the longest time. And you were at the retreat, obviously, so you were there. But it was just a topic of conversation was, you don't have to exactly know what you're after. You just have to know what you don't want. And even that can just be a good starting point. Starting from there and saying, you know what, I just don't want this toxic environment around me. So I'm going to have to step away from that. I'm going to have to go find something else. I don't know what it is that I'm going to find, but I know that it's not this. I know that this is not what I want. Starting with that, that could change fucking everything.
Mm-hmm. I think that the path that you go down and it's not the path for you, if you see it as an opportunity to learn, even if it doesn't go your way, you learn from mistakes, right? You learn from doing, having different experiences. Okay, that was the, so I left that toxic environment. I might have just ended up in another toxic environment, but let's navigate out of this and look at that as a learning opportunity. Okay, those are still not my people, but that's okay. I've learned from them. I know that they're not right for me. I can move on. So it's just, again, it's like, it's changing your perspective to it rather than like seeing yourself as a victim in that situation. You have to turn it around to be an opportunity to learn from and move on.
Yeah. You got to put your travel goggles on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm, yes. If you put your travel goggles on, this is how I've described it. If you put your travel goggles on, then you're never really committed to like one place being, this is where I am at this stage in my life. It could be this career. It could be this partner. It could be whatever. Obviously, if you found someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with, fan-fucking-tastic. We love that. But in terms of this community question, put your travel goggles on. When was the last time that you went to a community and you're like, yep, this is it forever? More than likely, very, very, very little, because it always just seems to slowly change and evolve over time. And there can be communities such as, I'm going to this gym. Holy shit, that was the worst gym in the world. I'm going to go to this gym because it feels better. You get there and you go, fuck that and everything about it. And you just keep changing gyms and communities until eventually you find one that's like, this is good. I'm going to stay here for a while. But if you've got your travel goggles on, you can just go, cool, I'm going to go here and check out what the vibe is. That wasn't it. I'm going to go over here and check out what this vibe is, until eventually you find one that is where you want to be. But there's a lot of people that get caught these days that just have the wrong goggles on. And they're just like, these are my goggles. This is how everything in the world must be. This is this training philosophy. This is how you eat. This is how you must fucking live your life to a T. And if you don't subscribe to that, you are a piece of shit and you are wrong. Those are the people I want to avoid.
Yes. You know what? We're going to go so deep, but I guess we knew this was going to be a long podcast. It's good that we did this by itself. With that, like exactly what you're saying, everything is constantly changing. You have to learn to accept that. So you like the amount of times that my community and the people around me have changed, whether it's them changing as a person or me at physically moving to a different place or them, someone else moving to a different place, everything is constantly changing. We are born. We are born. We hang out with our families for like the, whatever your family might look like for the majority of your childhood and your teenage years. Then you move on and then there's something else. You constantly shifting and transforming. And if you're in a state of, in a mindset of, this can't change, I don't like change, I need to stay in this particular spot the whole time, this is my comfort zone, you're going to really, really struggle in life. And you have to appreciate that things are going to go up and down and in roundabouts and stuff. Like, it's, if you just look at the world, it's constantly shifting. Like, we are part of the world and we're going to shift with it. We're going to get wrinkly. We're going to die, but we are going to die. But like, everything is constantly shifting. That started as a really good, like, that's a really good answer. And I feel like it just transformed into me losing it. So I'm just going to stop.
Well, I feel like with that, that was a perfect example of how things can evolve and change without you even realizing it.
Exactly. Like, I sounded really intelligent at the start and now I've just lost it.
Yeah. You've just got to go with it. And everybody,
we're
listening,
we're all going to die, guys.
That's what we do. That's what the fitness genie is. It's like, we don't fucking know, but we're going to make it work for you. So if you got value from that, fantastic. We love you for it. But you are correct. Everything always changes. Even if you're in the same job for 6 years, or I mean, obviously then at the end of that 6 years, it's going to change. But when you're in that job, it's like, right, this is my job. This is my career. I have no foresight of leaving anytime soon. Even during that 6 years, you get better at your job. You get more efficient at your job. You may have a different title. There may be people that you have to train. That job, though its title and or responsibilities or umbrella term of I'm a receptionist, I'm a personal trainer, I'm a whatever, may be the same. But in terms of your responsibilities and what you do and what you know and how you do your job, that's always evolving. That's always changing. I don't know any corporate company that has not changed their policies on how to do things once a year at least. Like, hey guys, just a refresher. Boom, 600 pages on the desk. We do this now. Have fun. Things change.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Nothing
else. I don't
know
if I should carry on talking now. I don't know what's going to come out.
And that's it. I am done. Goodbye forever.
I've just realized as well, you're going to be so annoyed, Trav. I forgot to plug in my mic.
That's totally fine. I can hear you. We've had a conversation. It's still here.
I literally halfway through the podcast, I was like, I feel like there's something missing. There's something that's not quite right.
Ah, yes.
I was,
the thing that I talk into so people can hear me. That old thing.
I was like so concerned with whether I should put headphones on or not and just like getting my phone camera set up. I completely forgot about my mic, but it's in the box right next to me.
There you go. Well, that's good. At least it's present.
Yeah, no.
And there you go. Things always change.
We all make mistakes and we just learn from them. So it's not going to happen again.
Exactly. There's normally co-workers that can pick this up for you. So it's totally fine.
Yeah, thank God I wasn't doing this podcast by myself. Gosh, that would have been awful.
It's okay. You would have gone back and listened to it and be like, why is there no audio? Oh, it's in the box. That's why.
Where is everyone?
But yes. So to go completely full circle back into this, how you navigate the health at every size or losing the having to step away from that community.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Accepting that, first off, it's going to be the intention of why are you leaving that community and why do you want to better yourself? Doing all of that because you just know that it's going to be positive. And I feel like this is going to go hand in hand. I'm just going to talk and see where it goes as per fucking always. In that, shut up. In that community of health at every size. And of course this goes for every single community where of course there's going to be a few bad apples or it's not applying to everybody, but just to umbrella term it, health at every size. All the positivity mindset stuff that comes with that, like the self-love, the boundaries, the everything. Everything positive. We love that. We want to do that. We espouse that. Love yourself. Have your boundaries. I would say that it's because that has been so successful in instilling positivity within you that you've actually had the courage now to say, how else can I better my life? What if I got fitter? What if I got healthier in this way? What if I looked better? What if I did this? What if I did that? How can I continue this betterment of myself? And if that leads you down the path of, I want to lose weight, go to the gym, whatever, then fantastic. That's just the natural progression of you feeling good and saying, how do I keep this snowball rolling of positivity? Because when I was 103 kilos, that was the heaviest that I had ever been. When I was 103, I was not moving that well. I couldn't fit into my work shorts that great. And just moving around the work site in total before I was a PT, it was actually somewhere in the middle of my mental breakdowns of being a PT, not being a PT, being 12 million jobs and then coming back to being me. It was just difficult being that heavy, and that heavy for me because I've always been that incredibly sporty kid at like 60, 70 kilos. And now I'm sitting comfortably at about 83, but I'm a shitload stronger and leaner than I ever was. But that 103 was just like hit the point of, holy shit, I have to do something about this. And then it was like, I saw something in the mirror and then I was like, that's bad. I have to change this. But none of that really was the tipping point for me of, I want to change my physical appearance. The reason that I wanted to lose weight and change my physical appearance was because I slowly started not wanting to wake up. And then I was like, if I go to sleep and I just die in my sleep, I feel like that's going to be pretty good. I feel like that's going to be like my golden ticket out of here, to just be like, oh, well, couldn't have done anything about it. When those thoughts started coming back in, I was like, oh, shit, okay. I have to start feeling better mentally. How do I do that? I'm just going to go to the gym and lift heavy and lift heavy shit, because if I can't do anything, at least I can be strong for it. Then I started getting strong, and then I started feeling good. Somewhere along this line, my body broke down and I'm no longer strong, but we cross that bridge. But it was just, I have to do something to feel better. And that was go to the gym. And then that eventually has, or had for me, diminishing returns. Going to the gym, or simply just going to the gym, was no longer that thing that was like, fuck yeah, this is new, this is exciting, this is... It wasn't yet a tool for me and my mental health. It was, okay, cool. It is a tool for my mental health, but it's not something that I'm going to do forever. Like, this tool has worn out. What is the next thing that I add to the arsenal? Maybe I should get my nutrition in check. What does that look like? I have no fucking idea. I'm just going to focus on protein. I'm just going to do that. All those things slowly added to the arsenal of, I know how to simply be happy and healthy. That's it. That's a fucking program name right there. Tennille, clip that. So it was, I know how to do all these things to be happy and healthy. And it was just a natural snowball effect. It eventually became, hey, here's all these positive things. And this is what I do. I just exist in this fucking positivity ball. The people that are in the, any community, but again, umbrella terming, the health at every size community. And then as soon as you say, hey, I want to continue this betterment of my life, and let's just say again, lose weight, then the people start attacking you and obviously saying, maybe not attacking, but that's the word I'm going to use, attacking and just saying, you are such a hypocrite. Like, if you do want to lose weight, you are fat phobic. You are subconsciously given into diet culture because of all of the hideous, terrible things that I have seen thrown around the internet. Obviously, we know if they're saying terrible things, it more than likely has more to do with them than it has to do with you, for whatever reason. I essentially just say, wow, whenever someone gets really upset, this is how I stay toxic, Queens. When someone is being toxic to me, I essentially just go, wow, that must be so sad for you to have those thoughts and to be able to just attack someone like that. That is so sad for you. I feel sorry for you. And then people are like, wow. And then they get even more into it. And I'm like, you should really look at that in yourself, and then just like flip my hair that doesn't exist and walk away. That's what I do.
I feel like, well, there's two ways of going about it. There's the trap way of doing it, doing that.
People that don't agree with me, I prefer it.
There's also my way of doing it. And I would say, don't even give them your breath or your time of day, and just move past it. Don't comment. I just feel like it's adding fuel to the fire, but it depends potentially what sort of mood you're in. If you're feeding off it and then go train really hard based on that frustration, yep, brilliant. But for me personally, I feel like it's better to just like, I appreciate that they're in a space that if they were to read that message from me, I can understand that they're not going to see my perspective. They're not going to understand what I'm saying. They're not going to understand me saying, I feel sorry for you. Like, I'm sorry that you're going through this currently hard time, because they don't see the woods for the trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what but I would then, do.
Like you said, if it adds fuel to the fire, I want that. I want to watch that motherfucker burn. Be the Grinch where the tree is going up in flames and just being like, burn, baby. That's me. That's how I get motivated, because that's how I've always gotten motivated. So that's where a little bit of that imposter syndrome comes in to be like, no, you have to do this and you have to be Laura about this and be very thoughtful and all of these things. Because sometimes I'm just like, fuck you, I'm doing this. And that
like, I'm not very much a fuck you person. You, yep. You are. Like, this is where we differ.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And that's good. That's what we want. We want different opinions in here because not everyone is going to be like, ugh, how do we do this? Because I gave that to a client and then she was like, but I don't want to do that. That sounds bad. That's not me. And I was like, okay, cool. Then we don't do that. Here's what we do instead. And then went a completely different path and went, okay, here's what we do from the numerous coping mechanisms that I now have.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's good to differ. I prefer it. But yes, so the health at every size, positivity, all of that, and then using that positivity to snowball into action points because you want to keep the betterment of yourself going. However, Travis or Laura way that you're going to deal with that, fantastic. Love that for you, as long as you continue the betterment of yourself. And I said this on a TikTok earlier today, but then also said it. The reason I said it on a TikTok earlier today was because I said it to a client earlier today of it's not so much of, ooh, I want to lose weight and now I feel bad because that's directly opposing these philosophies that I've had for X amount of years or time. I said, rephrase the entire thing completely and just turn it into, no, I love myself that much. I love my body that much. I respect myself way too much to allow myself to continue to feel bad. And that's obviously if there are bad feelings coming up. If you're just like, oh, I feel bad, but you don't actually feel bad, doesn't count. If you actually have something to work against, again, Travis, chip on the shoulder. If you have something to work against, then just say, and you have all that positive mindset, then use that to your advantage and say, I love myself and I respect myself way too much to allow myself to continue to feel bad on something that I can definitely control, on something that I can have influence over. And then that is where it feeds back into what we said at the start of what is the intention behind what you're doing? Because if the intention is to lose weight for the sake of losing weight, we all know, yeah, you're probably going to lose weight, but you'll fucking put it back on anyway. So the intention of why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to better yourself? And why do you want to move away from this community? Using that, my God, I'm choking everywhere. Using that as the fuel to your fire, whatever fucking fire is out there, but using that as fuel to your fire to continue the betterment of yourself because you love yourself, because you have the self-respect, because you know what you want from life, or at least what you don't want from life right now, to continue that betterment. That's where I'm like, that's where I sort of just go, okay, you can have that or fuck you or however travel or away you're going to deal with it. But then just have that intention behind, I want to do this because I'm sick of feeling this way, or I want to continue this betterment because I feel really good. How can I keep this going? And it is going to be isolating. It's going to fucking suck, at least in the beginning, because I don't know many people that have immediately started something and gone, wow, this is great and easy and fun. It might be fun, or it might be great, or it might be easy, but it's going to be very hard to find something that is all three straight off the bat. You're going to have to trial and error to figure out what you don't want, what you do want. And then eventually it'll become, wow, I really want to do the Unfuck Yourself transformation program with Travis and or Laura. Wow, that's crazy. That's what we want.
Nice.
I like
well
that plug-in.
Slipping that one in.
It was so seamless, wasn't it?
We both have availabilities. We're ready for you.
If you're interested, call now. 1-800-TFG.
Don't call that number. I don't know who you'll be speaking to.
Yes, don't do that. That'll be bad. That's pretty much all I have to say on the topic. Do you have anything that you want to add in?
I don't think so. I feel like we've covered everything. Like, yeah, keep your intentions in mind. Write them down. Put them everywhere for you to read and remind yourself. Or buy something. Like, you can buy a piece of jewelry, like a bracelet, to remind yourself that is that bracelet, that means this. Every time I look at it, remind yourself, if you're feeling negative thoughts or feeling bad about yourself, just change that, change your perception. And appreciate that you're going to feel slightly uncomfortable making a transition in your life. It's going to be uncomfortable, but with uncomfort comes growth. So yep. Bring it on. That's it.
Yep. We love that. And then
mic drop, but I don't have a mic, so I'm just.
Yeah, your mic's still in the box. You can't even drop it and damage it in a cool way. You're just like, man, I'm going to place this down here. Boom, sort of.
Can't believe I did that. Sorry, guys.
It's fine. I'm sure we're still hearing you. And if not, we'll just re-record it, and at least we know what we're doing, so it'll be more efficient.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There you go. See, silver linings. But yes, if you are listening to this, obviously you're a part of the Fitness Genie community in some capacity. If this resonated with you, feel free to leave a review or tag someone or just DM us and just say, hey, here are my thoughts on this. Either thank you or why the fuck did you say this? Whatever crosses your mind, feel free to just DM us, get in contact and engage with us, because this is your podcast. We do this for you. But yes, I would actually love to hear from people that have experienced this, because obviously I have not been personally a part of the Health at Every Size community, and I don't think you have either, Laura. Nope. Mm-hmm. So if you have been a part of that community and you have since either transmuted. My God, I've been playing way too much D&D. I love it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's fine. That's for us nerds that know what we're saying. Sorry, we're not part of the cool club, Laura.
I am a nerd, just with different things.
Just different.
It's not D&D.
If you have been a part of the Health at Every Size community, or even someone or any community that espouses those positive things, but then you've wanted to achieve weight loss, if you could get in touch with us and just let us know what your experience is so that we can share that to other people, because obviously this is the podcast, you're listening to it now, it's already been edited, it's already been done, it's finalized, that's it. But if you are listening to this and you want to share your story or how you got through that, or if you have something that you believe is going to be of value to some random person that is also listening to this or going through something that is similar to you, I would appreciate the ever-loving shit out of that if you could just DM us on Instagram. Well, I mean, me, I'm the one that's at the Fitness Genie. I control that stuff. But if you just DM the Fitness Genie on Instagram and just tell your story, that would be awesome. I can share that anonymously, and hopefully people are resonating with that so that someone else who listened to this podcast, that maybe they were like, yeah, they're onto something, but it didn't quite click. Maybe your story is that thing that can unlock that click moment for them. So I would really appreciate that. In the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with us for mindset coaching or anything, we do have some availabilities. I'll speak for myself and then you can speak for yourself, Laura, because that's how we do things. I have a few availabilities that are opening up because I am starting to get a fair few people that are graduating, people that signed up last year, obviously. People are graduating from their programs. I believe I have two people this month that are finishing up. So that's going to be another two spots that are opening up for this month. If you want that, it is all yours. Potentially, we have to jump on the phone first. But jump on the phone with us. Just go through the website. The first person you'll be in contact with will be Tennille. And then you can either request a coach like myself or Laura, or even Tennille if you're feeling spicy. And she will just put you in contact with whoever suits your needs the best, or you can just request a coach. Otherwise, if you want to change your life or you want to continue the betterment of your life, get in contact with us. I wish I had a 1-800 number to chuck there, but I don't. Just go through the website. But Laura, what's your availability looking like?
Yeah, I've got some spots, and there's a few people graduating in a couple months' time. But I'm happy to get on the phone and chat to people and see where they're at and see if I can help them. I'm sure that we can figure something out. So
nice.
Yep, I'm ready for people.
Love that. And then even if not, I will be posting on my Instagram stories when I do have a call availability spot, something that I do, either if it's just like a random client cancellation or I have that spot available or I've just opened up a new spot, I'm just going to chuck it on my Instagram stories and just be like, hey, there is a call available at this time. You don't have to be a current client. If you are, feel free to take it if you want, or a graduate, or even if you're someone that's just like on the fence or just like, hey, Trav, here's this thing that I want your opinion on. Feel free to just DM as soon as you see that story and take one of the times. Even if it's not a time slot that is available for you, still message me, because there's the world's most random time slots that open up and particularly given time zones, it's a bitch of a thing to try and organize. But just DM us, get in contact. The worst thing that we can say is, hey, yeah, can we do it in 3 weeks or 6 weeks? But at least it's booked in. So, yes. Any closing remarks?
No.
No, nice and chill. Suspense that led to nothing.
I'm done. All words gone.
Maybe I am done. All right. Well, we hope you liked that podcast. It was absolutely amazing. If you have questions that you want answered, again, either DM us on Instagram or take the link in our bio through Instagram and join the free Discord community so that we can ask questions and say, hey, what do you want to hear? What's the topic of discussion? What is something that we can do on the podcast or just in general to help improve your life in some sort of way and provide you value? But until next time, I am Travis. That is Laura. And not that you can see me pointing, but the fitness genie will be back with a vengeance. See you guys.